It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The London Olympics open later this month at last, and with the Games comes new architecture, a stadium, an aquatic center, and other structures. 4 years ago, Beijing was showing off its new Olympic venues, but now the government is saddled with high maintenance costs. And the most famous facility, the Bird's Nest Stadium, has been repudiated by its designer. NPR's Louisa Lim reports on how Beijing's iconic structures risk becoming white elephants.
To the bang of drums and the roar of the crowd, Beijing's Olympics opened with a boom. A spectacular opening ceremony was fitting for the spectacular Bird's Nest Stadium. Girdled with strips of concrete, it was an ambitious structure for a new superpower. But 4 years on, the Bird's Nest is looking tired and empty. Today, a smattering of mostly Chinese tour groups trickles through the stadium. Visitor numbers are in free fall, plummeting by half year on year. The Bird's Nest cost $480 million to build, and its upkeep costs $11 million a year. Resting in the stands, Christian Lotz and Henne Zeller from Germany aren't too impressed.
For me, it's just a huge concrete place. Personally, I think after 4 years, it looks a little shabby, I guess.
What I think is interesting is that they just don't use it for anything useful. I mean, they have like construction zone there, and it looks kind of dirty.
I'm now sitting in the stands looking at this endless expanse of empty seats, 91,000 of them to be exact. And that's the real problem, what to do with this iconic structure. Since the Olympics, they've tried all kinds of things. These include using fake snow and man-made ski slopes in winter to turn it into a winter wonderland, and even having a tightrope walker who spent 2 months living on a tightrope suspended above the Bird's Nest to make a world record.
Usain Bolt sprinting ahead, winning by daylight and setting a world record.
I'm now whizzing around the very track where Usain Bolt won his gold medal for the 100 metres. But I'm not on foot. I'm actually using a Segway, one of those weird two-wheeled vehicles. And this is one of the money-making schemes that's being tried out at the Bird's Nest for just over $20 for 15 minutes. Tourists can whiz around the track on Segways. It's quite good fun, I have to say. But not many people are doing it, and I'm not quite sure how to stop.
It's a bit different at the Water Cube where the swimming events were held. This has found a post-Olympics afterlife. It's been turned into a water park, where swimmers shoot down colourful tubes into pools of water. It's even launched a line of branded goods, including Water Cube alcohol, which sells at a cool $150 a bottle. But still, turning a profit isn't easy.
It's extremely, extremely difficult not to lose money.
That's Yang Qiyong, the deputy manager of the Water Cube. He says it breaks even, just, but needs big government subsidies.
The government gave us subsidies of 1.5 million US dollars last year. Without that money, we couldn't hold important sports events. Some international competitions clearly lose lots of money, but in order to maintain our venue's image, we must host them.
And it's all about image. For Chinese visitors to the Bird's Nest like Wang Xiaoyu, these buildings prove that China can hold its own architecturally. How can you not feel proud, he says, beaming from ear to ear. Even the audio tour sees the stadium in symbolic terms.
The Bird's Nest, as a symbol of the rise of the Chinese nation, will follow the nation's footsteps in its rise to glory.
But the Chinese artist who helped conceive of the Bird's Nest says he regrets having designed such a monument to China's communist leaders. Ai Weiwei has never set foot inside the finished building. He told NPR the stadium has become entirely divorced from ordinary people.
We love this building, but we don't like the content they have been put in, you know, that kind of propaganda. They disassociate this building with citizens' celebration or happiness, not integrated with city's life. So I told them I will never go to this building.
The triumphant music pumped out into the bird's nest over video of cheering crowds now falls into a vacuum. It was designed as a stage for China's coming out party to send a message to the world. But in this land of government-backed vanity projects, the empty, echoing stadium now sends a very different message. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.